This is a gospel reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 8 through 15. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests everything that had happened. After the priests had assembled with the elders, they devised a plan to give a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You must say, 'His disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep.' If this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So they took the money and did as they were directed. And this story is still told among the Jews to this day. Thanks be to God. Once a year, we listen to the Passion of Jesus, his death and resurrection. It is a time to remember and recall, to feel what resonates with us. Over the past 4 days, we heard how the women followed Jesus, witnessed the violence against him and his death. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary keep vigil at the tomb. Their hearts and bodies ache with grief and shock. Suddenly, an angel appears, rolls back the stone, and announces, "Do not be afraid. Jesus has been raised. Go and tell the disciples." Today, we hear the continuation of Matthew's account, more images and action. While the women are on their way, Jesus now appears to them, and once more, messages of, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers they will see me." And remember, it is at the same time that the religious leaders, soldiers, and political authorities continue to collude in fear, deception, and exchange money. It is among all this pain, suffering, fear, and hatred that Jesus rises from the dead. He rises and appears to the women first, even though they don't hold any status or power like those religious leaders, political authorities, or even the disciples. Twice, the women hear, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell the disciples." We take notice when something is repeated twice so powerfully. They are commissioned twice. Mary Magdalene and Mary are the first to preach the resurrection. Jesus is risen. 2,000 years later, women continue to preach this through their actions and words. There is life after death, light in the darkness, hope for love and peace. We are called to keep this resurrection alive. God keeps coming into the world through us. By the grace of God, we act and provide illumination. It takes courage to be the light. Yet women have been taking steps and speaking ever since. From the tomb of occupation and violence, Israeli and Palestinian women began standing every Friday in vigil for peace, tolerance, respect, and dignity for every person. They are called the Women in Black. 20 years later, women around the world join them each Friday by standing in solidarity. From the tomb of greed and destruction, Wangari Maathai from Kenya began planting trees with women's groups in order to slow deforestation in Africa and improve the quality of life of women and children, winning the Nobel Peace Prize in 2004. In the tomb of grief and sorrow, a dear friend in North Carolina, Betsy, reads in the local paper that a woman in town has lost twin daughters to premature birth. So she calls the woman to offer her condolences and support and shares the story of her own son dying 2 weeks after his birth. Betsy doesn't find a mutual friend to make introductions or wait the proper amount of time to call. She greets this grandmother in the mess of grieving, holding out love, healing, and hope. None of these women waited for the perfect moment or right time. Neither did Jesus. God is with us in our imperfect lives and in this imperfect world. These women began with a simple gesture: plant a tree, stand in silence, and make a phone call. Yet they are all bold actions, sending sparks of light and love into our lives. Light and love rise up in us, and we are one with our Creator, which leads to the connection of oneness with each other. Today, we are commissioned. Go and tell my sisters and brothers they will see me. Where will we plant a seed of hope? What will we stand for in solidarity? And who will we reach out and love? Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid.